Okay, our third question, it has two parts, and Mr. Miller, you will lead us off. Like most communities, Galesburg has many infrastructure needs. What do you think are the most pressing ones, and how should the city prioritize infrastructure needs and find funds to pay for them?
Well, I think the biggest needs that we have in Galesburg right now is our streets, our sewers, our infrastructures, crime, police, fire. We've got quite the, we're down 4 or 5 officers right now. I think the big thing that we need to do is stop wasting money on frivolous studies, having outside firms doing things, spending $70,000-$80,000. That would pay for at least 1.5 police officers. So I think we need to control our spending, would help raise money for other things that we need more. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Smith-Esters.
Thank you. I would like to say infrastructure is more than roads. Infrastructure also includes things such as transportation, broadband, water, and school systems. In the regard of Galesburg, it's making strides. We just received a $15 million project with I-3 broadband, which is bringing tons of high-speed internet to those who need it, which will improve our community and opportunities for all. We've just also received $100,000 to study transportation, which I think is super important because if you work at Walmart and you get off at 10, there's no bus right now to get home. So I think this is so important, and it's going to serve so much more for those who need it. Solar panels have saved our community money. It also has helped bring water to the community. Roads seem to get the most attention, and there's no quick fix, right? Roads are expensive and need continual care. We will never stop having bad roads. We will never have enough money to fix the roads. So how do we address that? So a portion of the 2.5% sales tax will be going to the roads we all have talked about. We will continue making relationships with our state legislators and U.S. reps, and it's going to take time, but the funds will come, and we'll collaborate with the county's highway use of equipment. We need to start thinking out of the box. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Achara.
Well, first of all, I want to make it clear I wasn't dodging the question on have I voted. So I forgot, and since I had a little time, I will let you know that I have voted in all elections. I also was a political science major, so I find the mechanisms of democracy most satisfying to participate in. In terms of infrastructure, I really do think it's important that we prioritize our public safety, particularly our police presence. A friend of mine recently told me that he spoke with he asked for directions in Moline, and he stopped a policeman there, and that policeman said, "Oh, you're from Galesburg. We love Galesburg. You train the police, then we hire them away." So I think this is something that we need to look at. We need to really make sure, if we're going to spend the time and effort, again, going back to my human resources background, we need to make sure that we are paying all of our staff competitively so that we do not make that investment. It's very expensive to recruit someone and train them, and let's make sure that we are able to retain those very valuable employees once we make that investment. Additionally, I think it's very important that we are doing things such as the high-speed internet to attract businesses. A city is either growing or dying. The ones with the highest taxes are dying. The ones with the lowest taxes are growing. We need to create an environment to sustain and attract businesses because responsible growth will lift the city, and it's the only way to sustain adequate funding for our essential services.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Cox?
Could you repeat the question one more time?
Sure. Like most communities, Galesburg has many infrastructure needs. What do you think are the most pressing ones, and how should the city prioritize those needs and find funds to pay for them?
Well, we've had an issue over the years. About 40 years ago, we implemented a one-cent city gas tax. That's gone up to, I think, 4.5 cents now. When it was first implemented, it was used strictly for road projects, for construction projects. Now that money is mostly used for salaries for street division employees, for materials, in other words, for general maintenance of the roadways. So we've gotten away from using that for road improvements, which is one of the most important things that we need to be doing, roads and streets, sidewalks. And we've used that money for administrative positions to keep from laying people off, basically. So we need to get back to that when we can. We have an opportunity with the 0.25% sales tax to put some money back into roads and streets and sidewalks, as long as we don't use that, all that on the community center. I know that last year our asphalt maintenance project was 40% over the engineer's estimate. So I would expect those increases to continue again this year, hopefully not to that level, but they probably will increase for road projects and other projects such as the community center. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Teasman.
I mean, there's a number of things that go into infrastructure. There's hard, there's soft, there's critical, but all of these have to really boil down to those things that are the most important, centered around what is public safety and what is necessity. And certainly our streets, roads, sidewalks, and again, public safety and those kinds of things have to be at the top of that. And then you work down from there, and folks have mentioned a number of them, from water, sewer, energy improvement, transportation, tourism, helping develop with those kinds of things, and certainly with our recreation facilities. Another thing is with our property upkeep and demolition. I think lots and lots of folks have told me that the unsightliness of that lowers property values, lowers the draw of people wanting to come here, and so on and so forth. We've created a strategic planning document to provide a guide for this. I think we have to stay disciplined in how we go about executing all these things. We sometimes can get off track, and you have to have a plan, stay with it, and make adjustments from there. I think you rely on your finance department and their expertise on how to finance this. Look for grants. Make partnerships with public and private entities. Look for additional fundings through our state and national government. Explore the money that comes from the logistics park investment that expires soon. And we want to provide the very best infrastructure that we can and make that a priority and commit ourselves to it and get it done. And when we do that, everything about our city works better.
Thank you. Mr. Hicks.
So we just recently had a citizen survey that came back, and the number one issue on that was 71% of the folks that took the survey, and it was a scientific survey. It wasn't every single citizen, but it was scientifically conducted. That was the quality of our streets. So that was the only issue that came up as a very high priority, and that's obviously an infrastructure need. So I think we need to look at what our citizens want, going back to what I was talking about earlier, listening. I mean, we've got, we just passed, and I voted against it, we just passed a $5 million bond that's going to cost us $1.5 million in interest that's going to go for the community center. I'm not against the community center, but the facilities for parks and recs were 24% in that survey. So you've got one item that was the roads that was 71%. And you got another one that's 24%, and that one that's lower is getting the dollars. So that's expected to cost $10 to $12 million, and we've only bonded five. So that kind of makes me to think there's probably another bond coming in the future. So we also, and Wayne Carl, who is in the room, is our public works director. Unfortunately, he'll be retiring soon, but he shared with us at a city council meeting not too long ago that there's an estimated $55 million worth of infrastructure needs coming around the corner. So with inflation, and as Larry mentioned, the asphalt costs going up at 40%, I mean, how are we going to fit all that in? It goes back to what I was saying earlier. We've got to balance the wants and the needs. I'm done.
Thank you. Mr. Coleman?
Yes, I'm going to sound like a tape recorder. Infrastructure, of course, roads, sidewalks, sewers. I don't know how many times you go to Hy-Vee on National Boulevard and the road's flooded. That's a problem. That's an inconvenience for all of us. It's causing a lot of issues, but this is something that it's not going to be fixed overnight. This is something that we have to go as a community, set sensible goals, meet those goals, and make sure we stay focused on keeping the upkeep of our roads, sidewalks, and sewers safely done. So we don't get into the problem where, yes, this should have been done in 2023, but we don't do it till 2043, because that is one thing it looks like we do in Galesburg. We wait until it's been too late, and then we got to spend millions of dollars throwing it at that time. We just need to set sensible goals, stick to those goals, and make it happen. There's a lot of federal dollars out there. Yes, we can't go on. Everything is federal. We need to be looking at those grants, too. There's dollars out there, and we need to spend the tax dollars that are supposed to be going towards those programs, make sure they go to those programs and move them forward. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Wallace?
I guess we need to ask a question why the infrastructure is so bad. I live in the racetrack district, which is one of the oldest subdivisions in Galesburg, so I've had to use city funds to fix my sewer and whatnot. But infrastructure goes as far as you drive downtown and you see such a dinosaur like the Grandview. That's very disappointing, you know. So we're in the process of getting that tore down. Something about the roads a lot of people don't understand. They're U.S. highways. IDOT already has a program approved for 150 and Grand Avenue, which are U.S. highways, and some other roads. Them projects have been approved and won't be met till 24, which was one of my initial goals. People say about talk about the PD. We've got our police department up to par. We may be shy one officer. We have CSO officers that we have a mental health officer that goes out there too. It's that's part of our infrastructure. We have our first female firefighter added, and dinner with the firefighters, trying to find out how we can get a more diverse and young community of fire people to come in and stay in our city. CSO officers that were added. We have a solar plant that came in. We have an FCA jobs, which we mandated that they be manned by people from our community, recognizing the tech center, you know, and new railroad facility, which that money now goes towards those things like roads and infrastructure and, you know, education and community centers. Thank you.